A few days after LIGO went into operation, in September 2015, by coincidence, the gravitational waves given off by the collision of two black holes 1.3 billion years ago passed through the Earth and were picked up. Such an event sends ripples through space-time traveling at the speed of light. The success of LIGO marks the beginning of a new way to measure the universe, because gravitational waves can pass through stars, revealing their core, which is hidden from sight. They may lead cosmologists back to the very early universe, providing new insights, such as the formation of black holes. But in other ways, gravitational waves are irrelevant to the larger situation that modern science finds itself in. They serve as a distraction from the unsolved mysteries that could actually shift the paradigm regarding how we see reality. For one thing, the confirmation of gravitational waves wasn't a surprise or breakthrough in terms of understanding the universe. They fulfilled a prediction that was almost a century old, and most physicists fully expected them to exist. The cosmos didn't gain a new phenomenon. Most physicists will acknowledge that there is still a rift in the story of reality. As it happens, this rift leads to a remarkable possibility. Our minds, including the stream of everyday thoughts that run through our heads, might be influencing reality out there. This could be why small things don't behave the way big things do. For example, visualize a lemon in your mind's eye. See its nubbly yellow surface and oily rind. Now see a knife cutting the lemon in half. Tiny droplets of lemon juice spritz out as the knife cuts through the lemon's pale flesh. As you did this visualization, did you find yourself salivating? That's the predictable reaction, because simply seeing the mental image of a lemon creates the same physical response as an actual lemon. This is an example of an event in here causing an event out there. The molecules that send a message from the brain to the salivary glands are no different from the molecules out there in lemons and rocks and trees. The body, after all, holds the same status as a physical object. We pull similar feats of mind over matter constantly. Every thought requires a physical change in the brain, all the way down to the activity of our genes. Microvolts of electricity fire along billions of neurons, while chemical reactions take place across the synapses, or gaps, that separate brain cells. And the pattern of these events isn't automatic. It shifts according to how you experience the world. Mind over matter upsets the apple cart of physics through this discovery, that the act of observation, mere looking, isn't passive. If you look around the room you're sitting in at this moment, the things you observe, walls, furniture, light fixtures, books, don't get altered. Your gaze seems completely passive. But as far as what's going on in here, no gaze is passive. You are altering the activity in your brain's visual cortex as your eye falls upon different objects. If you happen to see a mouse in the corner, a riot of activity may be set off in your brain. What we take for granted, however, is that seeing things is passive out there. This is where the theory of quantum mechanics caused an upset. If you move from big things to small things, observing photons, electrons, and other subatomic particles creates a mysterious phenomenon known as the observer effect. We already mentioned that photons and other elementary particles have a wave-like aspect and a particle-like aspect, but they can't have both at the same time. According to quantum theory, as long as a photon or electron isn't being observed, it acts like a wave. One feature of waves is that they spread out in all directions. There is no pinpoint location for a photon when it is in its wave-like state. Yet as soon as the photon or electron is observed, it behaves like a particle, displaying a specific location along with other features like charge and momentum. We will leave until later the specifics of complementarity and the uncertainty principle, two formulations that are critical for quantum behavior. The thing to concentrate on for now is the possibility that very tiny things out there can be altered simply through looking, which is a mental act. Common sense finds this hard to accept, because we're so used to assuming that gazing is a passive act. Go back to the mouse in the corner. When you happen to see a mouse, it often freezes and then quickly scurries away in an attempt to survive potential attack. Your gaze caused this reaction for the simple reason that the mouse sensed you looking at it. Can a photon or electron sense a scientist looking at it?